Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back.
Hello, Dakira.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Doing good, doing good. How's working from home treating you?
It was nice.
It's nice?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like working from home better than working in the office?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it easier to get up every day? Do you find yourself ever trying to work overtime just because you're there and you don't have nothing else to do?
Yeah. I mean, it's easier for me to clock in, and then when all hands on deck is called, it's easier to get overtime when you're working from home.
Yeah, it is a lot easier than having to get ready and drive here and do all that stuff, look presentable. Well, you know, you're doing great so far this week. I have no QAs come back or no calls. I just wanted to reach out to you and see how you are, maybe pull you off calls for a second, give you a breather. What's been going on with you?
Thank you for that. Well, so actually,
was that a sigh of relief?
Yeah, that was definitely. So this week has actually been like kind of tough for me because I actually kind of just lost my cousin. But I actually think like work wise, I've been doing better than I thought I was going because I didn't think I was going to be able to stay on the calls because I was so emotional when it first happened.
Yeah,
but I've actually been better now. So this week's been great.
Well, I know how loss can really affect you when you're talking on the phone and, you know, getting talked, especially when you talk to an emotional person. sometimes it can draw it out of you. I hate to hear that about your cousin. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that's rough. You know, when I lost.
So I do have a question. So when it comes to the koala campaign. So on Brownstone, it does show. So I'm like, so when it comes to the early cancellation in the, today I had a call and she was billed the out of trial charge, but it declined. So I tried to charge her the 80% discount. And it didn't go through. It stated that it didn't go through because her security code wasn't accessed on that charge. So do I waive the fee when that happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we take a stab at getting it, and if it don't go through, then it don't go through.
Oh, okay. I got you. So that's what I stated. I figured that, but I texted in the group chat. I didn't get a response. I was like, because when the last time it happened on the early cancellation fee, I was waived the fee, so I just figured that I waived that fee also. Okay. So
yeah, that's perfectly fine.
That was the only question that I had about the koala campaign.
Anything else that, you know, sticks out to you or?
Yeah, I'm trying to think, but I think that's the only one. The, like, when I got it, I was like, I had to read over the script. That koala was the only one because I had just got that skill added on recently. But, yeah, that was it. That was the only question I had about that one. Oh, no, also, so on Eclair, so that one pops up on Sticky.io. So, like, I pulled that one up today. So when the out-of-trial charge declined, that means they're still in trial, correct?
Yes.
And so to cancel that account, I have to blacklist them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, that one was it. I got another question. So say we're on a connective and the customer got two products and they're charged one of the out-of-trial charges. Are they still in trial or out-of-trial?
Say that again.
So they received the keto and the cleanse, and they're charged the out of trial charge for the keto, but it declined for the cleanse. Do they make them in trial or out of trial?
Ooh, that's a good question. I always try to treat it like out of trial.
That's how I've been treated, but I always been like confused because I offer the phase, like I offer an extension and a hold, but there are still that cleanse didn't go through. But the trial for the keto went through, so that makes them out of trial since they paid that out of trial charge.
Yeah, so I would treat, like, if you're offering saves trying to retain a customer, I personally would treat those as out of trial. You mm-hmm. know, since we charged them one full price for one item, I would consider, you know, they can still, they would get free bottles and stuff if you were still mm-hmm. to offer it. You just got to make sure that, you know, you apply them to both accounts correctly. Like, if you want to push them back a month, I would be, you know, you would have my backing to say, hey, treat, you know, do whatever that's within the guidelines of an out of trial, you know, save offer.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking.
You have to, like, do every 60 days or something like that. I would just Google Doc it and make a match. And if they got a problem with it, say, John told me.
I got you. Well, yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, that was all the questions I could think of.
Do you feel like you spend less money on food working from home, or do you spend more money on food working from home?
I think working from home, I'd say I probably spend more money on food.
Really? More money?
I do. See, because when I'm in the building, besides the snack room, I don't leave the premises, even on break, so I think I spend more money working from home because...
Oh, really? Because you didn't go get no fast food or nothing.
Yeah.
You just hung out and waited.
Yeah, I was probably sitting in the car on that hour break. See, when I'm at home, I'm more comfortable. But that was probably because I had just started in the building. Like, I was there for about a month. So I wasn't comfortable with, like, just leaving on the hour. But I think if I would have been there more out in the building, I would have spent more money in the building because I would have went to a fast food place every day on break to eat something different.
See, that's where I'm at. I send I think Taco Bell and Burger King get half my paycheck.
Yeah, Taco Bell is definitely.
That's interesting. I guess, hey, when you're at home, you know, on your lunch break, you can go in there and cook something if you want to.
Yeah. You're right, actually. Now that I think about it, I think I spend more money. Because the food is already in my kitchen when I'm at home. Yeah, I take that back. I spend more money in the building than working from home.
That's just an interesting tidbit. I just was curious of how many people are spending more money and how many are spending less money. But I guess that's it. If you don't have any more questions for me, I guess a little break has worked. It's down to 10 calls in queue, knock on wood. Well, actually, 4 in mine, so I think it's about the same on yours.
And I got 1 in mine.
1? There you go. You must. Okay, you don't have Penguin. Wow, Penguin has 3. Goodness. Well, we got to get you trained to Penguin. I think you could do it.
Is it different from the other ones?
Yeah, it's like a premium client, so
mm-hmm.
they pay to have specialized training, and then, you know, they pay to have certain agents only take their calls. They keep statistics down, like, you know, they want to keep their wait time for under 30 seconds to where, like, a customer's not waiting for longer than 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, you have to get a call back. Oh, yeah, so that's, mm-hmm. that's not bad.
Yeah, so you know what? I think you have what it takes to be a great Penguin agent. I think you have what it takes. Let's see. Are you not in escalations already?
No, I'm not in escalations.
That would be something that I think you could handle. What do you think?
I think so, too.
Think so, too? Would you like to make that one a goal of ours to see if we can get you on the escalations team? All you do is just answer calls to supervisors and handle them just about the same anyway.
Yeah, I like goals, so I think we should work towards that. We can do that.
Let's do it. So I'm going to start working on nominating you for escalations, and we'll get the ball rolling on that. And in the meantime, I'll definitely give you my recommendations for some of the more advanced campaigns like Penguin.
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. You're absolutely welcome. And don't thank me, because you earned it, because you do a great job.
Okay.
Thank you. Pat yourself on the back.
I'm going to do that.
But yeah, well, it's great catching up with you. I actually think that having these casual conversations like this is a benefit, and I think it works out best for both of us, because I hate, for the only reason that we ever talk anymore to anybody is to fuss at them about something. So,
yeah, this is great.
Yes, it's nice to get off from back-to-back phone calls every once in a while.
That is definitely that is definitely great.
All right, well, there we go. Looks like your cue has just hit zero, so I'm going to let you go and have fun with that.
Thank you, and I get off in 2 minutes, so I want to thank you.
Perfect, perfect timing. Well, you enjoy the rest of your day, Ms. Perry, and keep up the good work.
You do the same. Thank you.